This is CNBCTV18.com Market Buzz podcast brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock trading platform.
Guys, good morning and welcome to the CNBC TV18 Market Podcast. I'm your host, Reema Tendulkar. The global equities seem to have lost momentum. On Friday, the S&P 500 snapped a four-week rally. The key indices in the US were down between 1% on the Dow to 2% on the Nasdaq. And even for the Indian markets on Friday, we snapped that eight-day winning streak. There was a vertical slide which came through after, you know, flat opening. And by the end of it, the Nifty was down 200 points at 17,758, a cut of nearly 200 points. The broad range for the Nifty is seen. 18,000 is seen as the resistance. The markets couldn't conquer that level last week, while 17,500 is seen as a support. We've also got the August expiry this week. The flows were positive from the FIs. The FIs pumped in 1,100 crore, but the DII sold 1,633 crore, so the net institutional figure was a sell. The RBI MPC minutes also signal more rate hikes are coming and they will be more data-driven, and the global event to watch will be the Jackson Hole Symposium. In terms of the stocks to watch, Adani Power, they will be acquiring DB Power's thermal power plant for 7,000 crore rupees. Shilpa Medicare completes phase 3 human clinical studies of the biosimilar. ICICI Bank has reported its annual report. Kotak Institutional Equities has raised the target price to 1,025. FTSE rebalancing is announced. Contrary to expectations, Kotak Mahindra Bank is not included, but Bharti partly paid up shares, Paytm, HAL, Tata Elxsi included. And Greenlam has commenced commercial production of laminate facility at Gujarat. Well, with that, I'm going to sign out. Thank you for listening. It was brought to you in association with Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock exchange.